Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section. Bring it back. Go ahead and roll the dice. You only live twice. So do it or die. That's us small business owners. We're out here against all odds, operating on the high wire without a net. And we do it or die. And that's the reason I like that song. It's kind of our anthem, isn't it? I'm glad you're here. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with one of my favorite people in the world, Cam Fine, president and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America. You know how I feel about community bankers. If it weren't for a community banker, Cam, I love saying this. I've said it to you 100 times, and I love saying it. I'll never stop saying it. If it weren't for a community bank, I would not be here today talking to you.
Wow.
A community banker believed in me
amazing.
When I didn't believe in myself.
Well, that's the business that community bankers are in. They're in the relationship business, and that's their mission. Their mission is to help small businesses and entrepreneurs get started. And here's an interesting fact. Community banks hold only 20% of the nation's banking assets. Even though there are 5,700 of them, they're small, so they hold 20% of the nation's banking assets. But get this, they make nearly 70% of all small business loans.
Yeah.
In America.
Yep.
Think of that. 7 out of 10, every small business loan, 7 out of 10 is from a community bank.
There are
so
600
counties in that area.
There are 600 counties. My last record, last research I did, you probably have a better number than this. There are 600 counties. Folks, that's like 10 states. That's the equivalent of 10 states. There are 600 counties in America that are only represented by a community bank.
That's correct.
There are no big banks there.
No, the only financial services provider is a community bank in 600 counties in this country.
Think about that, folks.
Think of that.
I mean, like a typical state has got like maybe 60 counties. So that's the point I'm making is that's equivalent to 10 states, 20% of the country. And so so the other thing that I like to remind people about, Cam, is in the aftermath of 2008, when by definition, almost at the threat of getting arrested, the big banks could not make a small business loan because they were under such the gun to increase their capital, and any loan that was seen to be risky would have decreased their capital. They couldn't make even a cherry-picked, solid gold, platinum-coated small business loan if they wanted to because the feds would have dinged them for it.
In all that time,
in community banks never stopped lending money to small businesses.
And that's a great point, Jim. You make a great point that during the Great Recession, during that horrible financial meltdown from 2008 to 2011, the mega banks, the big banks, their lending was falling like a rock. And that entire time, the lending percentages at community banks rose every single year, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. The community bank lending just kept on going and actually increased during that time. Thank God that this nation had community banks or we would have been in serious, serious trouble.
I redoubled my efforts in those years to interview community bankers on my show on a more regular than normal. I shouldn't say normal. We never use that word around here. More regular, more often than usual. And just so that I could ask them this question. Are you loaning today to community to small businesses? And every one of them said they were. I wanted my audience to hear the community banks were lending money.
That's correct. That's correct. I know that during those years, you had the great Mike Menzies,
God rest his soul.
During those days.
I don't know what we would have done without Mike. I miss him every day.
I do, too. I do, too. Great community banker.
He was amazing. He was a great American. And
yes, he was.
Don't get me started on Mike. I'll get choked up here. I do talk about him on the show, though, sometimes. What about this the new law that you've got coming up?
Yes. It's Senate Bill 2155. And it is a community bank regulatory relief bill, and it rolls back several provisions of the Dodd-Frank Act that have been deviling community banks for 9 years now. And, for example, it boosts lending. It's going to boost lending. It's going to give consumers more mortgage choices. It's going to allow the community banker to get back to what they do best, and that's focusing
on their customer. Will it improve charters? Will it improve charters?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
New banks? That's what we need. Don't we need that desperately?
Yes, desperately, desperately. And we have been hammering the government and the Congress to make it easier for local business people to form new banks, and they're finally starting to listen. I will say that the heads of the banking agencies that the president has installed are much different, and they're much more open to listening to our concerns, and they're changing some things.
Right.
And I think there's going to be more and more community banks being chartered over the next 5 years.
When people look back on Cam Fine's tenure as president of Independent Community Bankers of America, that, what he just said, folks, will be his legacy. He held the ICBA together, and before he left, he got the government to recognize that community bankers are different from big bankers. And, folks, I can't tell you how big a deal that is. Tim Till, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.